DeepEnglish.com.
Human cargo and emotional baggage. Tag questions. He loved his wife dearly and was expecting a fourth child. He loved his wife dearly, didn't he? Yes, he loved his wife dearly. He was expecting a third child, wasn't he? No, he wasn't expecting a third child. He was expecting a fourth child. This all changed one day in August 1848. This all changed one day in August, didn't it? Yes, this all changed one day in August. Out of the blue, his wife's owner sold Brown's family. This happened out of the blue, didn't it? Yes, this happened out of the blue. Brown found his wife and children walking out of town in chains. They were riding out of town in cars, weren't they? No, they weren't riding out of town in cars. They were riding out of town in chains. Brown was helpless. Brown was helpless, wasn't he? Yes, Brown was helpless. He crammed his 100-kilo body into a 90-centimeter by 75-centimeter by 60-centimeter box made of wood. He crammed his body into a small box, didn't he? Yes, he crammed his body into a small box. His friends nailed it shut, and he had no way out. Brown nailed the box shut, didn't he? No, Brown didn't nail the box shut. Brown's friends nailed the box shut. It was an arduous journey that began with a 4-hour boat ride. It was a relaxing journey, wasn't it? No, it wasn't a relaxing journey. It was an arduous journey. His friends had written "this side up with care" on the box, but the box was immediately put upside down. The box was put upside down, wasn't it? Yes, the box was put upside down. Brown traveled much of the way on his head with his body contorted and his hand burned badly. His body was contorted, wasn't it? Yes, his body was contorted. His hand was badly burned, wasn't it? Yes, his hand was badly burned. He had only 4 little holes drilled into the box for air. There were no holes in the box for air, were there? No, there were 4 holes in the box. It was August in Virginia, so it was likely hot and humid outside, and inside a cramped box, it was probably unbearable. It was December in Virginia, wasn't it? No, it wasn't December in Virginia, it was August in Virginia. It was probably unbearable in the box, wasn't it? Yes, it was probably unbearable in the box. Next, he was transferred to a boat where he was again placed upside down. He was transferred to a boat next, wasn't he? Yes, he was transferred to a boat next. He felt the blood filling his eyes and thought they would surely burst. He thought his eyes would burst, didn't he? Yes, he thought his eyes would burst. After 4 hours on the boat, he was transferred by wagon from Washington, D.C. to Baltimore. He was on the boat for 4 hours, wasn't he? Yes, he was on the boat for 4 hours. He was on a wagon next, wasn't he? Yes, he was on a wagon next. In Baltimore, Brown's box was thrown from the wagon, rolled down a hill, and Brown once again landed on his head. Brown's box was handled carefully, wasn't it? No, his box wasn't handled carefully. It was thrown from the wagon. Brown was knocked out. He woke up sometime later to find himself on a train to Philadelphia. Brown was knocked out, wasn't he? Yes, Brown was knocked out. He woke up on a train, didn't he? Yes, he woke up on a train. When Brown's box arrived at an abolitionist's office, James McKim, the head of the Abolitionist Society, worried that he might be accepting a box with a dead body inside. James McKim was worried, wasn't he? Yes, James McKim was worried. He was the head of the Abolitionist Society, wasn't he? Yes, he was the head of the Abolitionist Society. McKim writes, "We opened the box and up arose, with a face radiant with joy and gratitude, one of the finest looking men you ever saw in your life." Brown extended his hand and said, "Good morning, gentlemen." Brown had mailed himself to freedom. McKim thought Brown looked radiant with joy, didn't he? Yes, McKim thought Brown looked radiant with joy. Brown said, "Good morning, gentlemen," didn't he? Yes, Brown said, "Good morning, gentlemen." Brown had mailed himself to freedom, hadn't he? Yes, Brown had mailed himself to freedom.